This is the Sure Promise Broadcast, an outreach of Sure Promise Christian Church, 4301 Pearl Road in Raleigh, where Oliver Pittman is the pastor. We now go into a recent service for this morning's portion of this message from Pastor Pittman.
Hebrews chapter number 12, starting at verse number 1. I'm going to read a few verses there, and then if you have your Bible, you can also read with me down at verse number 27. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter number 12. Praise the Lord. And the first verse reads, it says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And here's why. Look at verse number 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse number 3 says, for consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Skipping down to verse number 26, listen what the Bible says. It says, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made. That those things which cannot be shaken, that cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. From those verses, I want to lift up to you a sequel to a message that I preached before. One more shaking. One more shaking. And a subtopic, I'm making it through the shaking. Because I preached before one more shaking, but I need to come back to give to you this. I'm making it through the shaking. You and me both, my friends, are making it through the shaking. But how are we making it through the shaking? First of all, when you talk, preacher, about shaking, what are you talking about? When you talk, preacher, about shaking, who is doing the shaking? The Bible makes it very, very plain. God said, yet once more will I shake the heavens and the earth. Now, he was referring back over to the Old Testament when the children of Israel were asked of God to come up to the mount to meet him. He shook the mount, bringing in the tables of stone, bringing in the law. He shook the heavens and he shook the earth, to the point of them being fearful of God, and they did not come up that mount. God has to be reverenced. God has to have fear. He has to. But at the same time, he was bringing in a new way for the children of Israel. And when God is trying to do something fresh, when God is trying to do something new, sometimes there is a shaking that happens. but yet once more, because he said, yet once more, and now I'm bringing in a better covenant. I'm bringing in a new way again. And he was talking about what would happen when Jesus Christ himself would come and bring it. And it's the interesting thing about it is we in Palm Sunday, almost in Resurrection Sunday, where our Lord gets up from the grave. Good God Almighty, I am here today to encourage you by the word of the Lord to say, I'm making it, and you too, my friend, are making it through the shaking. So many folks now are upset about what's going on, but the people of God are in a great position. You are in a good position because you are waiting for the coming of our Lord. But if we're going to make it through the shaking, if we're going to understand what the shaking is, then we have to understand it is a troubling of mind. It is an upsetting. It is a unsettling. And that's what God did. He troubled their minds and upset them to the point that of him getting their attention. Now, can I say this to you, beloved? I need to say this to you. Are you one of those that God's really got to do things out of the ordinary in order to get your attention? In other words, most of America today has to have that kind of shaking because God needs our attention. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine what's going on around us nowadays, and you can put your name on it, then most of it has to do with us not giving enough attention to God and God needing our attention. Why does God need our attention? Because God is doing something extraordinary. God is doing something wonderful, and he needs you to be a part of that. And in order for that to happen, then he has to shake the heavens and shake the earth, trouble everybody's mind sometimes in order to get our attention. You know, sometimes if everything's going on normal, just like normal, it don't get your attention. But when things step out of the norm, then you want to know what's going on. And sometimes we give that attention to God. Now, making it through the shaking, how are we making it through the shaking? Number one, it's right there in the text. And verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Remember this, beloved. Faith will help you get through tough times. Faith will help you. This central message of this text basically is this. Your faith in tough times will help you endure. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Write it somewhere. Your faith in the difficult times is going to help you endure. But put your faith in Jesus, my friends. Put your faith in God. This is what the Bible says. Have faith in God. He gives us an illustration of how Jesus Christ, who's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, endured the hardness, endured the roughness. Why? Because he knew that the cross was the will of God. And sometimes you and me have to endure what we endure by understanding when our faith is in God, that the outcome of what's going to happen is always going to be better than when it starts. Better is the ending of a thing, hallelujah, than the beginning thereof. It can start kind of rough, but if you have faith in God, you're going to get through this. Praise the Lord. No matter what this is, because I'm not talking about the pandemic. I don't really have much time to talk about that today because some of us had some pandemonium going on before this pandemonium. I want to show you how to make it through regardless of what pandemonium is going on. You still got a God that is in charge. I want you to know, beloved, no matter what's going on in your life, that God is bigger than your circumstance. God is bigger than your situation. And guess what? Some things you may think are out of God's control, but when you look at it real good, you find out that he is sovereign. And he is in control of not just some things, but he is in control of everything. And beloved, I want you to know that you can put your faith in God because he will never change. You can build your hopes in God because he will never change. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So number one, it's about three things here. Number one, put your faith in Jesus. Not in this economy. Hadn't we been taught a good lesson? We can't look at this economy because the economy goes up and it goes down. You can't put your faith in folks because they're with you. And then when it comes down to you, I got to take care of me. Have you seen that in the last few days? Sometimes you can't look, even though they love you, they can't do for you what God can do. Are y'all hearing me out there? Praise the Lord. I need you to understand that your faith needs to be in God. And then secondly, from verse number 2 and 3 down. In verse number 3, it says, "For consider him that endures such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Then it says, "You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Skip down to verse number 6. It says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." You're going to make it through the shaking? Remember this. God's discipline is designed to teach. God's discipline is designed to teach. He won't put no more on us than we can bear. And if by chance we're receiving something that we see can be discipline, if by chance we're receiving a little hardship from the Lord, keep it in mind. His discipline is designed to teach us. Look at what the latter verse says. In verse number 8, it says, "But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?" Let's look at verse number 10. "For they verily for a few days chastise us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be the partakers of his holiness." For our own profit, the Lord lets us go through what we go through. For our own benefit, does the Lord let things get hard sometimes? Why? Because what he's doing is he's perfecting his own image in us. He's perfecting his own holiness to come up out of our character. You see, it's like this. When a daddy, I say daddy, it's because daddies have to do most of the discipline, at least they should. But when daddy is not seeing in his son or daughter himself, in other words, you ain't acting like I taught you. When you ain't acting like I taught you, then I've got to discipline you until I can bring you in line with what I taught you. In other words, I've got to discipline you until I can bring you in line with my will. Sometimes God's got to discipline us until he brings us in line with his will, because what he's doing is perfecting holiness in our lives. He's bringing us into his own image. Remember all the way back in the garden? He created man in his own image and in his own likeness. So we are the image bearers of God, and we should be bearing forth that image. But every now and then, when we're not bearing forth that image, the correction comes from God. But don't get sour. Don't you get sour on God. Don't you stop praising him and loving him and lifting up your hands because you're going through a little hard spell. No, why? Because God's discipline, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, is designed to teach us, to bring us unto that place of holiness, to bring us to that place of righteousness, to bring us to that place where we can celebrate who God is regardless to what we are going through. Now, I'm running out of time, beloved, but let me ask you a question. I know you're going through something, we all are, but has it taught you anything? The question is, and I feel like jumping and leaping and praising God right there, what have you learned through what you're going through?
Hi, I'm Pastor Oliver L. Pittman, Sr., Senior Pastor and Founder of SPCC, Sure Promise Christian Church. We are the church in the city of God, Raleigh, where everybody is somebody and Christ is Lord of all. I want to invite you to come worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. and Tuesday nights for Bible study at 7 p.m. We are located at 4301 Pearl Road, just off of Rock Quarry. Call us at 919-890-5639 or look us up on the web at www.surepromisechurch.org.